Ramsey TV.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday morning. It's 6:58 a.m. I am up against the wall here, but I'm going to get you a show today. The problem is, hi everybody, Martin Zender here. I just made a show. I just made a 33-minute show on the political situation and the status of the end time, the status of the end time new world order. It was a hell of a thing I just made for you. I spent 33 minutes doing it. It's on my phone, but then I went to use AirDrop to take it from my phone to my computer so I can edit it. And AirDrop's been giving me problems lately, and AirDrop started to handle it, and then AirDrop dropped it. And my phone's stuck. I can't even turn my phone off. And when I try to turn it off, I mean, I know how to turn it off. You press this button over here, and you press this one down at the same time. My phone will not even turn off. And then if I press these things long enough, I get a weird alarm sound. Listen, I'll show you what it's doing here. Listen to this. I'm trying to turn my phone off. It's throbbing. My phone's throbbing, and it's not turning off. Before, it was making these alarm noises like boop, boop. Did you hear it? Do it again. Siri, do that again. Siri's stupid. Anyway, I can't even turn my phone off to reset things. So I might have to wait for my battery to die before I can do anything with this phone. I don't know how to transfer my phone videos to my computer with a wire. I don't know how to do it. So I'm going to make a video for you today anyway. I hope you're going to see that video tomorrow. I hope you're going to see it tomorrow. You're going to like it. Unless you hate hearing me talk about politics, in which you don't have to watch it. But I know you will watch it. Because you love me. And you love my golden thoughts. So, the audio here is not great. The video is pretty good. Audio's not great. So, I'm going to give you a show right now. Off the top of my head. And I'm going to call it, When Our Shit Ends, The World's Shit Begins. Do I need to repeat that title? I don't think I do. But the good news here is our shit is going to end. It's going to end. These pains, these frustrations, these trials you're going through are going to end. Because as I've told you many times, the trials are tailor-made, designed for us to fit us for our place in the celestial realm. And when those trials are finished, they will end. And we will be changed in an instant in the casting of an eye at the last trump, and then we will be immortal. And I'm going to read you a passage from 1 Corinthians 15:51 here. But the main thing I want to tell you is that they will end. It seems interminable. It seems like it's going on forever. I know. We're slogging through this. But of course, my phone's making a weird noise again. I don't know what's happening. It's getting hot, too. It might just explode. Hello? Siri's talking to me. Huh? Somebody's saying hello to me. I'm not kidding. Hello?
Hello?
Can I ask who this is? 911? I didn't mean to call 911. I'm sorry.
Oh, is everything okay?
Yes, ma'am. Everything's fine.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I called 911. How the hell did I call 911? Where was I? Oh, our shit. Like, this is going to end. Okay? It's nice to have a system where... Now it's ringing again. I'm sorry, who is this?
911.
Yeah, my phone is stuck and it keeps dialing 911. I do not mean to be calling 911, so I apologize for the trouble. I can't even turn my phone off. I don't know what's happening. It might explode any minute here, but no, everything's fine. I'm sorry. Thank you. Bye. Oh, my God. My phone is repeat dialing 911. This is going to end. This might not end. No, it will. Well, the 911 operators are hearing me. I'm about to teach a great truth. Don't go away. Hang on. It is 911 for you, because if you don't hear this truth, you're going to go through the tribulation. So you're the one who should be calling 911. All right. But when our shit ends, the world shit begins. You see, we're going through it now. Look, this is good. This is the way we want it. We don't want to have it easy now and then have this terrible thing to look forward to. No, I like it the way God set it up. That we are suffering now. The world's having a heyday for the most part. I mean, I think ignorance is bliss sometimes. I really do. The world doesn't know any of the burdensome things we know. I mean, it's hard for me to live in this world because I'm so anticipating the next world. I so know what it is. I mean, I don't know the details of it, but it's so sure to me. It's looming so large to me that this world is holding this little, very smaller and smaller interest for me. Smaller levels of interest. I just can't get totally interested in it. I can't get happy about anything. I'm not excited about anything anymore, really. It's a sad situation. It's really pathetic in a way. And yet, this is part, to me, it's proof that I really am focused on the next eon. I've got all my eggs in that, all my Easter eggs in that basket. Yes, Easter is going to happen for me and for you when we're snatched away. But that is the beginning of the world's problems. We're going through it now. They're going through it later. Much prefer to go through it now. Much prefer. That's why I now go to the gym at 5 a.m. I go to the gym at 5 a.m. because I like to get it over with. And I'm walking out of there at 6, at 5 till 6. I'm walking out of there. I've done my resistance training. I've done my sprints and things upstairs on the machines. And I swam my quarter mile. And I'm walking out at 5 till 6. And I see people coming in. And I look at those people. And I say, losers. Lazy. Losers. I'm done at 5 till 6. They're just starting. It's a beautiful feeling. That's why I like getting up early. I get to jump on everybody. We're getting to jump on the whole world. Okay, we're getting to jump on the whole world. We're out of here before the tribulation starts. Then we're on easy street. Paul says that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, talks about we will be having ease. This is, to me, the greatest proof that we will not go through the tribulation. I think it's 2 Thessalonians. You will be having ease with us at the unveiling of Jesus Christ from heaven, dealing out with flaming fire vengeance on those who are not obeying our evangel. Yeah, that's what I call the unknown passage of Paul. Doesn't sound like something Paul would say, but he does. And I think it's in 2 Thessalonians. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, here it is. All right, hang on. I get my glasses on. Okay, one of my lenses just fell out of my glasses. See, lens here, no lens there. Because the lens that was here just 1 second ago is now on the floor. Here it is. Oh my God. There it is. Okay. So much for that. This shit's gonna end. I made a great video for you. 33 minutes. Now I'm lucky to get this to you on time, but I'm gonna do everything I can. It's on my computer, so it should be a lot easier. I'm not even gonna edit it. I don't have time to edit it. I try every day. I really want you to get these things on time, 5 days a week. I'm sorry about yesterday that the Rodney Parris video didn't come out. I had something scheduled for Saturday that I had to do it. And I don't know if you realize this, but there's a little window that Rodney and I operate in that we got to get it through that window. He sends the video to me. He sends the video to me. I edit it. I send it back to him. He puts my edits in and then he publishes it. But he's a busy guy. He works full time. I'm a busy guy. I work full time, but that's part of my work. So 2 Thessalonians. I'll try to read this. Okay. Starting in the middle of a sentence. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 4. Something about your endurance and faith in all your persecutions. Yeah, you don't have to be like directly persecuted for your faith to suffer persecutions. If you're sick, that's persecution. Satan's trying to wear you down. If you're having trouble with your family, that's persecution. Satan's trying to wear you down to make you give up on this call. Don't do it. And all the afflictions with which you are being afflicted, a display of the just judging of God to deem you worthy of the kingdom of God. There you go. These things are deeming you worthy of the kingdom of God. Remember, the kingdom of God is a generic term to mean any kingdom of God. It could refer to the millennium, could refer to the celestial realm where we're going. And in this case, it refers to the celestial realm where we're going. Persecutions, afflictions, a display of the just judging of God to deem you worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are suffering also. You're suffering for it. Any kind of suffering you're doing is for the kingdom of God in a general way. It's humbling you, it's preparing you. For which you are suffering also, if so be that it is just of God to repay affliction. To repay affliction to those afflicting you. Repay. They're going to get repaid. At 5 till 6, they're going to start. You're walking out of the gym, having done all the workouts, having done the stress, the strain, the sprinting, the swimming. You're done at 5 till 6. You're out of here. We're snatched away. Then the world has their turn. Now they're coming in, and they're going to get affliction. And God's going to afflict those who are afflicting you. Don't worry, you'll be able to save them later. God will use you to save them. And to you who are being afflicted, ease. See, I'm afflicted from 5 o'clock until 5:55 at the gym. I'm afflicted. But after I leave the gym, I'm at ease. I've done it. I got my workout in. I feel good about myself. And it's freaking finished. It's freaking over. The best part of a workout is when it's over. Never met a workout that I liked. I don't like this Eon either. But God's going to repay affliction to those afflicting you who are being afflicted, and ease with us at the unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven with his powerful messengers to deal out vengeance to those who are not acquainted with God, those who are not obeying the evangel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall incur the justice of aeonian extermination from the face of the Lord, from the glory of his strength, whenever he may be coming to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at in all who believe. Okay. So, we will be having ease at the unveiling of Jesus Christ. You just heard it right there, folks. When Christ is unveiled, at that very time, when he's unveiled, we will already be having ease. And when Christ is unveiled, not at his second coming, but when he's unveiled to dealing out vengeance. This is the tribulation. When he's dealing out vengeance, we're already out of the gym. Those people are just coming into the gym. Sorry about your luck. Bench presses, bicep curls, squats, sprints on the recumbent bike, sprints on the upright bike, sprints on the treadmill. You're going to go through it now, world. So when our shit ends, the world's shit begins. But this is the way it should be. We suffer now. A passage I was going to give you from 1 Corinthians 15, I'm just going to paraphrase it. This mortal must put on immortality. This corruption must put on incorruption. It's the corruption first. First the corruptible, then the incorruptible. First the mortality, then the immortality. First the affliction, then the ease. That's the way it works with us. For the world, it works the other way. For the world, who some of you envy once in a while, I do too, but it works the other way for them. In a sense, I'm not saying they're ever incorruptible. I'm just saying that they're having ease relatively to us. We're burdened by knowledge and we're burdened by burdens. But they won't be having the affliction later. Pay me now or pay me later. Well, God is getting us through it now, and the best news is it's almost freaking over.